Chris tweeting and saying, I was listening to Ray do a hit on Montreal radio, and his phone dropped twice. Joining us now on the Maple Toyota Hotline, here's Ray Ferraro. How's your phone?
Phone looks good. Same shape as before I dropped it, but, you know.
Is that true? It dropped twice?
Yeah, I mean, it dropped once. I think, I don't know what happened at the end. I won't call it.
You just retired early or what?
No, yeah, I think I just hung up and I thought it was over, but it wasn't.
So. Have you ever been tired, Ray, and just went like... and hung up the phone?
No, but I think I'm just going... this is going to happen.
Well, we thought it happened the other day. Remember we went back to Ray? What do you think of that? And you were gone already? Like, we thought you'd had enough of us.
Well, but that's not just the other day, Noodle.
Usually about 5:25, you're done with us regardless.
It's done. It's like when there's nothing better in my day when O goes, we've got to fly.
It's usually after you've taken a shot at him, though. That's why.
That's true. Good burnt. Yeah. What's going on there? Anybody playing tonight? Everybody all excited?
Yeah, we got Bill Nylander on the top line. What
Fire
do you make
up
of that?
Some props for Ray and see what he thinks.
Yeah,
just
okay.
A one-on-one props with Ray.
Yeah, we got some props. Well, why don't we'll get your take on Nylander on the top line, and then I'll fire some props at you.
Well, there's no point playing him on the fourth line. He's in. He's going to play. Like, I don't know. What is he? I would assume they'll... He'll run out of gas sometime, and maybe he plays a few less minutes than he might on another night. But get him in there. You got him signed. Get him in to play.
Well, Babcock, I guess, said that Nylander should be the freshest player in the league, which I guess, you know, from a literal sense is true. He hasn't played a game. He didn't have a training camp. But it kind of seems like, you know, Babcock's going to be needling him a little bit. Like, one bad turnover, if he dogs a shift, I can just... I would love to have audio of Babcock on the bench.
Well, I can guarantee you, guys, would you not agree that in the room, guys are going to be saying, come on, Willie, you're fresh.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You know, they'll be all over him tonight. And I'm sure Babs will be... You know, that's just kind of a backhanded little, you know, tap to say, you know, chop, chop, be ready to go here. You know, you're fresh. He said before he signed, he said, look, you know, it's going to take a couple of weeks. He's rusty. So he's either fresh or rusty, or guess what? Maybe he's both.
Yeah, which one is it? It's true.
And he might challenge them. If he is dragging a piano around there, he may say, oh, your wallet's, you know, hanging or making you heavier on the ice. Like, to me, there'll be some backhanded comments. I don't think you can be as pointed as some of the former coaches that we've had. In today's world, guys are a little too sensitive and have been brought up a different way. But I would guarantee 10 years ago, if this was the case, guys would have some sharp comments for him.
Yeah, but when we played, if somebody was ever out on a contract thing, they got an extra 20 grand.
Right? Yeah, exactly.
It wasn't like $17 million, right?
So. That's true.
Yeah, probably apples and oranges when it comes to the bank account.
Yeah.
All right, some props I'll fire at you. I'll keep it short because we've already done these in the previous hour. These are just simply for the final 54 games, assuming health, assuming Nylander and all these guys play. Final 54 games, over under 39.5 points for Nylander.
Over.
Over. We were all under on that. You're confident he hits the ground running.
I am. I don't know. He's not a 60-point player.
Yeah, and he's playing with the rock star right now. I mean, everything Matthews touches is going in. He's going to be on the second power play unit. We've talked about that. There's only so much time he's going to get, but still some pretty good talent there, and I would assume everything's going to go through him on the second power play, shouldn't it?
Well, I would think, you know, all of a sudden the second power play becomes comes a little different. You've got Nylander and Gardner that are going to be out there together. I would suspect that he'll pick up some points there. We know they're not going to get, you know, too much in the way of minutes. But, I can see him get 40 points in 54. Ooh, that's a pretty good pace. Yeah, I'll stay with it just to be different.
Okay. Kapanen, because of this ripple effect, he's moved down to the third line with Kadri and Janssen tonight anyway. 24.5 total points for Kapanen over the final 54 games.
I'm going to say under.
Yeah, we were under two. I mean, now he's just not going to get the same opportunity. If everyone's healthy, they didn't pay Nylander that kind of money to send a message on the fourth line or whatever. And Noodles has brought this up. You would think management might be in Babcock's ear saying, you know, play him when you got to play him, but if you could reel that one back a little bit, that would be nice.
We don't need 24 goals from him this
year. Right, because you're already dealing with two contracts looming over your head. And we all know, I think Kapanen is going to get a salary bump, but you don't need to pad his stats.
It doesn't have to get crazy.
Yeah, exactly.
Total goals for Matthews in the final 54 games, 34.5. What's
54.
That?
54.
54 goals? Okay, so you're over the number. You're over 34 and a half.
So you guys are giving him 47.
No, 34 and a half. He's got 15 right now. If you're over, that means he hits 50 on the season.
Oh, I'm going to say under.
Yeah. So we'll slow down at some point.
Because it just seems bloody impossible, except he's got 15 and 14.
Yeah, we were talking about it yesterday, Ray. I mean, it seems like every time he's on the ice, he scores. Like, if it's one person, you could believe it. I think Laine is a guy that you think could score that at that clip, too. But somewhere along the way, and Ray, you could, and O can back this up as well, you do go through a stretch where you don't score in 5, 6, 7 games, and that brings that average down.
Yeah, it doesn't matter who it is.
Right.
You're going to hit a dry spot. Somewhere along the line, you're going to get the flu. You're not going to feel as good. You're going to go on a stretch where you hit three posts in five games. And, yeah, it's going to happen to everybody. But right now, it just sure doesn't seem like it's going to happen to him.
No, it's gross, man. This guy gets opportunities that weren't even opportunities for anybody else in the league. Like we mentioned, those two goals in Buffalo. Who else scores those goals? The handful of guys in the league? Who can, you know, snapshot from the top of the circles like that shelf? There aren't many guys who can do that.
There's 10 guys less or less than that.
I think there's guys that could score each of the goals, but I don't know too many guys that could score both of them.
Right.
Yeah.
Like completely different fashion.
You know, like I could see Crosby scoring that first one, but I can't see him scoring the second one. I could see Laine scoring the second one, but not the first one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and that doesn't get brought up enough. I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter. The old saying, it's not how, it's how many. And that's how we determine who the best is. Ovi has scored a lot of highlight reel goals, but he's also scored a bunch where he just taps it in or fights for position or blasts a one-timer. So it doesn't really necessarily matter. It's about the mass. It's about the total number. But it's a good point you make, Ray, that Matthews has this rare talent and ability to score in so many different fashions. Like, you can't pigeonhole this guy in terms of how he scores goals.
You know, one thing that may keep a guy like him from prolonged slump is the fact that he can do it, just as you mentioned. But because he's so big, he can get into positions around the front of the net to score that maybe somebody that's a little smaller wouldn't have in their toolbox. Like, I just can't really think of a scenario where he can't score. From. It's almost like when you think of McDavid, I mean, what did he play last night? 28 minutes or
28
something?
28 minutes.
You know, like, there's not a scenario you look at on the ice and go, gee, I think McDavid can't be effective here. Like, I saw some stats today. He had 19 carries out of the zone yesterday. 19. Like, who gets to carry the puck out of the zone? I did that in Pee Wee. And that's because four of the guys couldn't skate on the other team. Like, what he can do makes him so different from other people. And I think Matthews can score so differently from other people. We're gonna have fun watching these guys for a decade, for sure.
Oh, absolutely. Joey tweeting and saying the Oilers are Bel Air prep with Will Smith. And it's true. Like, Will Smith is... McDavid is Teen Wolf. And this guy, it's... 28 minutes, and I referenced the piece that Frank Cervelli has up on TSN.ca that McDavid, I guess they started clocking the amount of time on the ice for 5-on-5 in different scenarios back in the late 90s, and he is on pace to just crush the record for forwards. He's averaging over 20 minutes a night, 5-on-5. He played 28 minutes last night. He missed the previous game because he had the flu. Like, Hitchcock, I don't blame him.
Give me more than 21, you gotta give me the oxygen tank.
Remember when you would come and sit down after a shift, and then the next shift would come, and somebody would be a little slow-moving, and someone would always yell, usually me on the bench, hey, move left or move right. McDavid sits down by the door. He doesn't even get to sit there very long.
What
he
me
walks
and you
right
used to do
out.
In Pee-wee.
Oh, hey, I'm that just, was still fun.
I'm just looking, sorry to interrupt, I'm looking at the shift chart here in for McDavid last night. He had a two-minute shift in overtime from 1:34 to 3:26. So he's out there for 2 minutes. Like, just,
you can't even complain. Like,
no, I mean,
of course he's gonna. You have to play him, but it's a good point about the whole bench etiquette. Like, it's like the parting of the seas. He must get to the bench, and everyone's just like, move.
Yeah,
hang on. Connor needs water.
Strap the oxygen tank on.
Well, it's always about like just McDavid, his stats, his unbelievable plays. But the last 2 years, it's not about how good that team is or winning. It's just. This is about him producing and being the best player in the world. And there's not, I don't know, there's good players, but for some reason, just the whole mix, it's just not translating into success. And I don't know what the hell they're going to do out there.
I look at their team and I look at their wingers and I'm like, you can say, oh, the winger isn't the most important guy on the team, but they're so thin on the wings, it doesn't. I think it brings down anything they can do offensively, so they have to play with almost no mistake. Like, they have to play a little bit more cautiously. It's what they have. Like, they don't have a choice.
No, that's the truth.
I don't know how you fix it. How, you can't just go get new guys.
No, you draft and develop. That's where Puljujärvi, Yamamoto, like players like that, Evan Bouchard. Like that, they've got some guys coming, but you got to hit the pause button. I mean, McDavid's 21. You got some players coming. You got Talbot, who played well last night, finally. I thought he was really good. I don't know if you watched the game.
Yeah.
He
so needs that's to October 28th since his last win.
Yeah. He needs to play better.
Yeesh.
Trying to earn a contract.
Mm-hmm.
Both those goalies. I actually like the other guy, too, that Koskinen. He's a pretty good goaltender.
Well, they've gotten results. Like, Hitchcock has them at, they're 5-2-1. And, you know, I think it was pretty clear when they made the move. They looked at the division and what they have, and they're like, let's try to get in.
Got to get a chance.
Yeah, they're going to do whatever they can to get in, including playing McDavid 28 minutes if they have to. Like, I'm not even suggesting that the game plan is wrong or is not necessarily going to be effective.
You just have to do what you have to do with what you have.
It's so desperate. You know, it's pure desperation. And that's the position the Oilers are in. Like Lucic, I was looking up his stats again this morning. He's got one goal and 5 points.
Yeah.
One goal and 5 points in 28 games. He's got 4 years left after this at $6 million. Like, that's crushing them. You can talk about drafting and developing all you want. That's the guy they signed. That's just completely unacceptable.
I can't imagine what the, you know, it just seems like, for some reason, guys get away with, you know, they have, like, their bad years are just, what are we going to do? I can't imagine the stress I would be under with that stat line right now. Like, Christmas time, even when I was in Toronto playing, like, 8 minutes a night, one goal and five assists, it's like, I would just be waiting for someone to give me the tap and say, you go play somewhere else. Or, I don't know, it's like, it would be like hell.
Go down to Ted Reeve and play.
No, like you're going to the American League, East Coast League, but it must be crushing. I don't know. His confidence must be just shot.
Out hero, it's Louis Erickson, who signed, coincidentally, the same day as Lucic.
Oh, and God, he can hardly play anymore.
And he's got 3 years left on his contract after this one. So they were talking about, okay, Nikolai Goldobin got scratched last game. He's going to come back in. Who's going to, you know, who are they going to take out? And they ended up deciding on Tim Schaller, who hasn't got a goal yet this year.
Right.
But, you know, who signed for $1.9 million as a free agent. But these guys have, it's like they have diplomatic immunity. It's like we can't do anything with them. We got to keep playing them. And you can try and dress it up and say, oh, you know, they do this and they, oh, they're
that's
good
a crock,
in the room.
Ray. You know that that's not true.
It's a
and
joke.
Everybody in the organization knows it's just a flat out joke. But nobody has any balls to say anything because they don't want to offend the GM, the
that's
guy that
exactly
signed
exactly what it is. If you got a new GM in Edmonton and Vancouver, I guarantee you the coach would be like, I'm planting this guy.
Okay, but.
But you can't do
who's
it.
Who's the option?
The,
but we just talked about how thin those organizations. So Tim Schaller's an upgrade over Louis Erickson?
Well,
that's what you're saying?
You don't think anyone can
I think all
more
we're saying is for what Louis Erickson does on the ice for his contract, it's just
you're right. Contract. This is why
I don't.
Bring
I don't
it back
doesn't
to
matter to
Nylander.
Me. I don't care.
This guy doesn't play well. That's exactly what we're going to be talking about.
Well, okay, I hear you, Nunes. You're right. But do you really think William Nylander is going to play like Louis Erickson?
No, or Milan Lucic.
Or
no,
Lucic.
Not. But what I'm saying is, everyone talks about money now. The Edmonton
yes.
Oilers are not pressed up against the cap. They're not a team that is struggling on the cap because of Lucic's contract. He just hasn't lived up to it. Like that's the it's the manager who hasn't surrounded his team with talent. He's made some bad trades. Like that's the guy who has to own all.
But
of
you
this.
Don't think the coaches are in a position in both cities? You don't think Travis Green understands that it's a tough sell?
You don't think Travis Green sat with Jim
Erickson.
Banning and said, "What the hell do you want me to do with this guy? Like he's your your shiny toy."
I'm sure Travis and Hitch has probably said the same thing to
Chiarelli
is like. What am I going to do with these guys? This is what I have to do. This is what I'm going to do. But ultimately, until you move those contracts out or do something with them, you have to dress it up or dress it down. And I think Louis Erickson, in that scenario, is a upgrade over Tim Schaller, personally.
I don't know how many goals that Erickson has.
I think he's got four, doesn't he, this year?
Oh, my gosh, four. Yikes.
I think.
They've nicknamed him out here, the media. They call him Little Things because at one press conference, Travis says he said, oh, you know, he does a lot of little things. So the media calls him Little Things,
right?
Which I think is one of the greatest nicknames of all time because there is no impact on the game. And whatever happened to Lucic, speed, injury, or lack of speed, injury, whatever, he has no impact really anymore on the game. And I don't know that anybody said when they signed that contract, this is going to age well. But there was right. some thought that, you know, they'd get 4 or 5 good years from them. They just haven't. And I don't know that it's retrievable. I mean, I do know this. When I had a start that sucked, I never started quite like that, but I would stop looking at the stats, you know, the media packs they deliver to the room.
Mm-hmm.
I stopped looking at them because I'm like, I can't even look at my name. I'm embarrassed by what my name has next to it.
Especially when the days just keep going by and you're like, and you can tell the guys that were having success. Like when I was playing good, I was like top 10 power play goals, up with all the big shots.
So
I would sit in the can and just stare at that with a smile on my face every game. And then when it goes south, you're like, I'm not in those groups anymore. I'm dropping. I can't even look at it.
Try being 2 or 3 weeks in between starts and your save percentage is not where you're at, where you want to be. And you're not getting in.
Like it's not changing because I haven't played.
Well, and those are tough. Those stat packs, they can be...
They're gutless.
It is gutless.
It's gutless information.
Ray, I don't know. I mean, I think teams have stopped doing it, but the media notes used to come in too, like the press notes were... What people are saying about you.
Why would they do that? They used to do that?
Oh, they're on the planes all the time.
Why would they do that?
They were banned.
Okay, so
if a guy's thinking the joint out, he's sitting behind you and you flip over the page. This guy sucks.
What's wrong with a Ginla?
But that's what I'm saying. Like, why would the team ever think that's a good idea?
Because
they were never around.
On planes, when you're traveling, your coaches want those medias. Like they basically, what do we read every morning? That sports scan or whatever that comes out? That's what's printed off and put on. It's in dressing rooms. It's on planes. It's everywhere. So you can read what's going on in the league on a plane if you want to.
Psychologically, I don't know why anyone would ever think that's a good idea.
I don't know how I would function, Ray. I don't know how you'd like.
When I was on a good streak, I'd read it all.
Oh, yeah.
And when I could walk by a stack of newspapers when I was in a slump, not even look at them twice.
Oh.
I just, because I'd be like, I don't even want to see my name in there because there's nothing that they could write. Oh, I know that I haven't scored an 11. I'm well aware of that. I don't need to have some guy write, haven't scored an 11, only has 7 shots. Jeez, thanks, pal. Like, I need to read that.
I wonder if Louis Erickson knows his nickname. He probably does.
I don't know how he wouldn't. I mean, the entire media calls him that. I don't really know how much the guys follow or don't follow, but there's so much written. How would you not know? Not just him, like anybody. Like, if you were a player, guys, would you have Twitter?
Social media, that's what I was just going to say.
I have a ghost account.
But here's the thing. Kapanen admitted the other day that when they were in Minnesota, before the game in the room, he was just
refreshing Twitter.
Refreshing Twitter the whole time, waiting for news on Nylander.
You're only human. Everyone says, I don't read the papers, I don't do that. You all read it. Like, you all read it. Like, that. I could think of one player, I swear to God, who I knew never read the media. It was Mika Kiprusoff.
Somehow he just didn't care, or he had this mechanism.
I'm just laughing.
Does that surprise you?
No, that's why I'm laughing. Like, there's so many stories that you would know so well, but about Kipper that just make that, that's just perfect. But of course he didn't read.
But everyone else, like when they say, I don't read that, they come out in the media and they tell people, the minute that you admit, I don't watch, I don't read it, yes, you do.
Absolutely. I don't care what you think. Yeah, you do.
You do. And it's only human nature. We all do.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would think if you're in Vancouver, I mean, you're there, right? You live there. They just must be full-blown tank now, aren't they? Like, why would you not be trying to get Jack Hughes? What's the point of winning as much as that sucks to hear?
And here's the debate, Brian, is that they're saying, okay, they don't want to set up, or they don't want to have a losing culture. They've been here for 4 years or 5 years now, this management team. The one thing they've been really good at is not winning.
Yeah, they've perfected that.
So they're like, you know, that's why they bring in these older guys, and they hope that they help win. They've given up, oh, God, I think it's 33 power play goals in 28 games. Like, it is a crazy number. And I know Brandon Sutter's out, but that's one guy. They're debating whether these games really mean anything or they don't. To me, the only thing that should matter is you should be getting more and more and more experience for your younger guys. And that's really the only thing that matters right now.
Yeah.
Because they're not good enough. They were 10-6-1 at one point, which is bloody remarkable. And now I think they got one win in 13 games. And them and LA and maybe St. Louis probably too, they're all going to be in the mix for, you know, hoping for the lottery balls to bounce their way.
Yeah. It's L.A., Vancouver, Chicago, St. Louis. Those four teams are out. They're done. Arizona, I guess. We'll see, but I don't know.
This is Thrasher-like to be out now.
Yeah, it is. In early December, you're out. L.A.'s been out since late October.
Yeah. The minute Jonathan Quick got hurt, they were done. And even the roster, it's not good enough.
Just not good enough. And St. Louis and Chicago, and I don't know. Anyway, what do you say all the time? Oh, how do you...
Gotta fly.
Let our buddy.
We gotta fly, buddy. We got things to do.
Gotta go. We got things to do, people to talk about. I'll talk to you guys probably tomorrow.
Okay. We'll see. We'll pencil you in for tomorrow at 5.
If you do that, that'd be great.
All right. People to do, places to see.
Enjoy yourself.
Later.
This is Ray Ferraro, TSN hockey analyst, joining us on the Maple Toyota Hotline.